So let me ask you something. Why in the hell should you listen to me anyway? Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset and trade hangovers for higher consciousness one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson. And I'm grinning again. Gals, I can't stop grinning because I love, love, love being in snippet land. And I love connecting with you. So I started today's snippet by asking you, why in the hell should you listen to me anyway? It's a really good question. And it's really tied to today's topic. So here was a thought that came to my mind. And when I get a thought, my first question is always, gee, is that something I could share on the snippets? And if the answer is yes, then I do some work on it, I think about it some more, I write down some notes, and then I turn on the microphone and I share. And so today's thought was this. I couldn't remember where I had heard this. I don't think it's really attributed to any one person, but it's the idea of whatever everybody else is doing, do the opposite. Now, there's a pretty radical idea, right? If we do the opposite of everything, obviously we would live in, I don't know where we would live. If everybody else lives in a house, I don't know what you're going to live in. You get my point. But I liked the idea of it because we are kind of sheep-like. We really are. All of us. All of us. No judgment here, kids. No judgment. We're kind of sheep-like. And, you know, it goes back to we got to fit in with the tribe because if we get thrown out of the tribe, we'll starve to death and get eaten by a saber-toothed tiger or something, right? So we don't want to be radical or contrarian just for the sake of being contrarian. That's actually kind of an immature approach, isn't it? But I really, really love the idea of thinking more carefully about how we do things and asking ourselves, you know, have I thought about, is this how I want to do this? Or am I just doing what everybody else does or what my parents did? Now, this goes back to the introduction of the little book that we're looking at right now, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, where he talks about how we are domesticated, right? And so let me just stop right here so I can actually start this snippet properly. I'm Becca Jacobson, and if you're new around here, you've landed right in the heart of snippet land, where 40-plus professional women take control of their drinking. Of course, you got to have a problem with alcohol in the first place, and that's about 10%. You know, that's a lot of us. That's a lot of 40-plus professional women struggling with alcohol. So you've landed right where you belong, my dear. You are in the perfect place to talk about and learn about and think about your journey with alcohol. And so what we're doing right here, right now in Snippet Land on Mondays is we are looking at Don Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements, and we're applying it to our journey to sobriety. Well, last week, or maybe it was a week before, I don't know, you know what time does, we talked about the first chapter where he describes our domestication or our socialization, how we are indoctrinated into our society. How else can we raise our children but the way in which we are raised, right? So let's expand this idea out to this thought that came to my mind. Whatever everybody else is doing, do the opposite. Well, I would not make that case, but I do have some other thoughts around that that I think are really, really important to our sobriety. So let's talk about this. First of all, I tried to find out who we could attribute that to. And according to ChatGPT and Google, they're not sure either who would be attributed to that quote. In fact, the quote itself isn't really out there. So it's not a quote, it's an idea. And you've probably heard somebody somewhere say that, you know, whatever everyone else is doing, do the opposite. Well, like I say, that's not quite the how radical we're going to go here. But there is something to the idea of doing things more intentionally and having more self-awareness around what you're doing, which is what Ruiz is talking about in his book, right? So here are some thoughts for you on this in terms of our sobriety journey. Remember, the opposite isn't really the point. It isn't like we go, oh, I'm going to do the opposite, because I mean, that's just immature, right? Instead, we avoid mindlessly going in the direction of the crowd, but also mindlessly going in the opposite direction of the crowd. It's about awareness and personal integrity. How do I want to do my life? And here are some examples for you. Everyone procrastinates. So you could be the one who takes immediate action. Everyone numbs out at night. You could be the one who reflects, reads, creates. Everyone avoids discomfort. Yes, they do. Be the one who leans in. Everyone hides their truth. Be the one who speaks it. With compassion, of course. Those are just some small ideas around this. And it's not about being edgy. It's about being awake. It's about saying, do I want to go the easy route? Do I want to just go with the flow and just end up wherever? I heard someone else say, and again, I don't know who this is attributed to, but that we are just tippy-toeing through life trying to get safely to the end. I love that. We are tippy-toeing through life trying to get safely to the end. There's another idea that belongs squarely here in Snippet Land. Because, gals, remember, the whole idea behind Snippet Land, the snippets, our journey together, is to stop living in mediocrity. Stop allowing ourselves to take the comfortable route and allowing, especially alcohol, but other things, to just drag us along down the path of least resistance. And I've said to you a million times, I want more than that for you, for all of us. I want... And those of you who know, you know what I'm going to say next, right? I want this to be the best chapter of our lives. The last chapter, the best chapter. This is where we finally step up. This is where the game changes. Where we look back, we're over 40, 40's behind us, however far behind us it is, and we say to ourselves, damn it, no. I'm going to find out what's possible between here and the end. And so this quote, this other idea of tiptoeing through life, trying to make it safely to the end, really hit home for me when I heard it. And again, I don't think it's a quote. I think I might have heard Earl Nightingale say something like that. But the whole point, more importantly than who said it, is the idea behind it. And it's very similar to the idea of do the opposite of what everybody else is doing. So let's talk about these two ideas a little bit more and see how we can get really inspired to make this the best chapter of our lives, okay? So the real wisdom behind doing the opposite, quote-unquote opposite, is this actually wise or is it just common sense? Like, if everybody else is doing it, maybe pause and ask that self-awareness, the intention behind it, do I really want to do this? This is what everyone does. Often women will say to me, yeah, well, how do I give up alcohol when everybody I know drinks? Alcohol is a part of our social circle. It's part of my life. It's what we do. That's just another way of saying, how do I be myself? How do I make different choices for me that are different from others around me? Courage, gals, courage. It takes courage. I totally get that. It really does. And we don't have to jump in head first in the very beginning of sobriety and throw out all our friends. But if alcohol is messing with your life, that's really what this is about. If you're a social drinker, then you actually don't belong in Snippet Land, right? This is for women. Those of us here, we have a problem with alcohol. We drink more than we want to. We drink more often than we want to. We have to make different choices. Our neighbor, our bestie, our social circle, most of the people in that circle don't have a problem with alcohol. They'll stop drinking when they want to stop drinking. If you can't, you have to make different choices. And that means choosing your own path or doing the opposite. Okay, so let's talk about this second idea of tiptoeing through life to make it safely to the end. That just cracks me right up. It's like the end is what? The grave. And our goal is to get to the grave healthy, happy, alive, and safe. It's like, wait a minute, hold on. What is wrong with this picture? Thank God I made it to my grave still alive. I didn't have much fun because I was busy being very comfortable and safe all the way here. I didn't live much. I didn't make any unique or interesting choices. I didn't challenge myself. I didn't take much uncomfortable action, but I got here safely. I've arrived. You can bury me now. My body is in good condition and I'm ready to go into the grave. I mean, hello? No, that's not what we're doing here. Of course, we don't want to get there all sick and battered and tattered either, but we want to live. It's not about the body, right? It's about living our lives. So people who are doing that aren't really living. They're just managing. They stay small. They avoid change. They choose comfort instead of aliveness. They cling to what's familiar. They follow rules that nobody actually even wrote. And they try to earn safety by being good, quiet, agreeable, non-disruptive, That's tiptoeing through life, gals. And that is not what we want to do here. Now, if you're doing that and have been, join the club. That's what we've all been doing. That's why we use alcohol. It keeps us safe. We're not sure. We use alcohol. Alcohol becomes a problem, but it's all about tiptoeing. It's all about following the path of least resistance. And the very first thing that we have to decide in our lives is that we're not going to drink anymore and we're going to do whatever it takes to get there. And that's uncomfortable, gals. That's uncomfortable. That's not tiptoeing. And that is definitely going against the grain. That is definitely doing the opposite of what almost everyone around us is doing. And so it starts with that. And so to be honest, the very beginning of this is the hardest because we have to start with alcohol. If we have a problem, we have to start there. So we start there with the support and help we need. The first couple of months, we get through it. We get into stabilized sobriety. We get through that horrible, difficult first several weeks of sobriety where we're just surviving. And I've talked a lot about this, these stages we go through, so I won't reiterate them here now today. But this is what we go through in early sobriety. You know, we're just surviving at first, and then we start moving into stabilized, and then emotionally we start growing up, etc. Well, that's a journey in itself. And if you're choosing that path, you're doing it. So nothing else is expected of you in the first few months of sobriety, except that you're choosing that different, difficult path. Once you get farther in, though, that's where we have to avoid falling back into tiptoeing, falling back into following the path of least resistance. So no matter where you're at in your journey, this is worth thinking about, right? The important thing for us to remember is that the idea of tiptoeing through life or taking the path of least resistance is what keeps us drinking. Women who drink, what do we drink for? What do we drink for, right? We're always doing the tiptoe dance. We're drinking because we avoid intimacy. We avoid grief. We avoid ambition. We avoid visibility. We avoid the discomfort of declaring what we actually want. Alcohol makes us avoid all of these things. That's the definition of tiptoeing through life. We're not choosing chaos, we're choosing avoidance. The avoidance feels deceptively safe, right? I can come home, I can have my glass of wine, I don't have to face the fact that I'm not looking after myself, I'm not stepping up. You know, the numbness feels great, the numbness in itself is tiptoeing. It keeps us from a messy, brilliant, alive, and edge where real life actually is. Real life is messy, but it is brilliant. And it's a feeling of aliveness that we'll never, never get as long as we're numbing, tiptoeing, or following the path of least resistance. I want to end by asking you this question. What if you're not supposed to reach the end safely, right? We tiptoe through life trying to get to the end safely. What if you're not supposed to get to the end safely, but you're supposed to arrive there proud, satisfied, loving yourself with a sense of personal integrity, despite the fact that it was a messy journey, you may have made mistakes, but you stepped up, you stood up, you stepped up and you said, damn it, I'm going to stop tiptoeing and I'm going to stop following the path of least resistance and I'm going to find out what is possible for me in this last chapter of my life. And that, my dears, is what Snippetland is here to inspire you to do. One powerful snippet at a time. So I hope you're motivated. I hope you're excited. Everything we do here is to help you stop tiptoeing through life. And if you're interested in a little bit more on your personal journey, the Sacred Mirror is open, my dears. The Sacred Mirror is a simple online form where you answer a couple of questions, tell me a little bit of your personal story. I read them and only me. And I flip on my microphone and send you back a reflection. This is a reflection. It's not advice. It's not a sales pitch. It's just a reflection saying basically, here's what I hear you saying. Have you thought about this? Have you noticed that? A short 3-minute reflection. Women love the Sacred Mirror and so do I. Today, the doors are open and the link is in the show notes. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.